Yes, when it's a, when it's emotional, an emotional problem that's arisen when the person was very young, say a child has been very badly treated when he's very, very young, and then he grows up and has that recurring memory of that early experience that he can't really understand and he can't entirely cope with it.
I can't cope with the memory?
Well, he overreacts to current situations.
Ah, current situation. So why blame the memory for it?
Well, now his overreacting to a current situation, I presume, comes because of the earlier experience.
Possibly, possibly yes, possibly no. But why not look at the current experience and not link it with the past? Mm-hmm. This is an unfortunate twist given by what you call psychology.
Yes.
Why not look at the present? That's what he showed you this morning.
Yes.
Huh? The intelligence in the body can only act in the present, and that is the only thing that can act in the present. Your mind cannot act in the present.
Yes.
The intelligence in the body is capable of acting only in the present. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, sir, what your toes were doing this morning when you were standing on the chair?
Yeah, jerking.
Good, good, good. Please put your foot down. Foot down properly. Probably. Can you produce the same tension now with your feet on the ground?
I don't think so.
Mm. You cannot do it.
Yes.
The body does not anticipate. And the body does not remember what it did before. It remembers only the present. If now again he gets up on the chair and goes towards the edge and the tap dancing will begin again. So instead of doing that, why does the mind go back to the past and then anticipate what hasn't arisen at all in the future? Only the mind is capable of doing it.
Oh yes.
Because it's unreal. And it is unrealistic. Mm-hmm. The intelligence in the body, the intelligence or the wisdom that is not capable of doing it.
Well, say a person sees, I want to take something sufficiently innocuous, a non-poisonous snake.
Hmm.
And suddenly becomes terrified and has to retreat and can't go along the path where
okay.
the non-poisonous...
Right. Perfect, right? Why not? Mm-hmm. What is wrong with that?
Well, it's not a situation that one would like to, you know... that I don't see how one can cope with it by simply saying that little non-poisonous snake has produced that terrible reaction in the body.
Why not? What's wrong with that? I don't like it, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And so the person should just accept that and...
Till he experiments with it and finds out that it is non-poisonous. Mm-hmm. You see, our whole educational system is to blame for that.
Mm-hmm.
We have been taught that snakes are poisonous.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
And that people can die of snake bite. And your tourist books tell you that in India, nearly everybody is bitten by a snake and nearly everybody is dead.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yes.
And there are cobras roaming around everywhere in India. And then you get frightened.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's the mind again which causes this fear. That's all. Until that is treated, this is not going to go away.
And the treatment is by becoming...
By becoming familiar with it. You just tickle the snake a couple of times.
Yes, uh-huh.
It doesn't bite. Uh-huh. You say, all right, the snake is more afraid of me than I am of this day.
Yeah.
And the fear is gone.
So what is the relationship between the mind and this intelligence?
The intelligence is the truth. The mind is a shadow.
everything that the mind conceives of is a shadow.
It's a shadow, yeah.
The mind is not an extension of this intelligence.
The mind is able to function because of the intelligence. The mind stands in relation to the intelligence, that the rays of light stand in relation to the sun.
They seem to be opposed to each other. They seem.
Unfortunately, it looks like it, because of the perversions that we have fed into the mind.
Yeah. That's another question. Is one of the greatest fears that manifests in all these symptoms is actually the fear of death? You wouldn't be afraid of a snake if you wasn't afraid of dying. So why not get bitten by the snake and why not die? Is that a mind thing, or is fear of death inbuilt into the intelligence of the body?
Yeah. We'll probably come back to it during our study of the Yoga Sutras, but here we may. It doesn't matter, there is repetition. That is one thing which Patanjali, the Maharishi of the Yoga Sutras, says one doesn't know at all, it is puzzling, because every human being, not even, I wouldn't even qualify it, every intelligent human being knows that death is inevitable. And it's the height of stupidity to be afraid of something which is bound to happen. What is fear of death? Can I be afraid of something which is inevitable? It's a height of unwisdom, isn't it? I may be afraid of being bitten by a snake, alright? Because I know that if I am a bit more careful, I may avoid being bitten by a snake. But how can I be afraid of death? And yet people are afraid of death.
Yeah. I mean, why avoid being bitten by a snake?
Well, painful.
People think death is painful.
That's it. So, I can rationalize or sort of understand fear of pain. I don't want to have pain. And if it is possible to avoid it, Patanjali also suggests in the Yoga Sutras, Heyam Dukkham Anagatam. Pain that has not yet reached you should be avoided. Why not? Why must I deliberately walk into a painful situation? If you can avoid running into pain, into a painful situation, avoid it. If you don't want to get divorced, don't get married. That sort of thing. So, it is possible to avoid deliberately walking into a painful situation. But how come that we are afraid of death, knowing that death is inevitable? There doesn't seem to be a satisfactory answer to that question.
I think people are afraid of death because they don't know what happened afterwards.
I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow in any case.
Well, people can anticipate what's going to happen tomorrow. Mm. You will sit here in the same chair.
Perhaps yes, perhaps no, because I might have a heart attack
tonight. But then it will be death, that's what's frightening, when you don't know.
Pardon?
Then it will be death, if you have a heart attack.
No, I may still be lying in... this roof may cave in here. So, we don't know anything. The orthodox explanation again is that the body is destined to die, and I think therefore I die.
I does die.
I may not die when the body dies. I don't know.
I dies when one goes to sleep, so one presumes that one
exactly.
also dies
exactly.
when one goes
exactly.
to death.
Why? That was Ramana Maharishi's question again. Why don't you fear sleep? Some people do. That's a different story. Why doesn't everybody fear going to sleep? Because while going to sleep, you are deliberately looking for the looking for oblivion. But that's a question which nobody has satisfactorily answered. Why is there this universal fear of death? Though one knows that it is inevitable. One has to see that it is there and understand it.
I think if people could experience death
and come back and come back and see.
Yeah, if they could experience the whole thing, then they wouldn't be afraid.
I don't want to mention names, but again, there have been one or two instances where yogis have passed through the experience of death, and I was told that even in their case, when they really had to die, there is struggle. That's one question which nobody has been able to answer really and clearly, satisfactorily. To such an extent that Patanjali, in his Yoga Sutras, has devoted a special sutra for that. Swarasavahi vidushopi. This fear of death or clinging to life, which is the same, no? One is the other side of the other, is seen even in men of wisdom. And it seems to sustain itself by its own power, which means that it does not need a separate rationalization. It's its own reason. Why is it there? Don't ask, it's there.